Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Red Monday brought to you by Comcast.
Butker will try this again. A 58-yard attempt. He's had plenty of leg on the first two attempts. Butker's kick is up. He lines it up. The kick is long enough. It is good! Harrison Butker, money, penalty. Try to freeze him. He thaws the Chargers with a 23-20 walk-off 58-yard field goal, tying a Chiefs record, his own record that he tied earlier in the game. At 2 minutes to go in the overtime, the Chiefs go to 2-0 and continue their dominance over the AFC West.
106.5 The Wolf.
Ow!
Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs.
Did he do like a little Dire Straits there? Money. Is that even Dire Straits?
That is not.
Is Dire Straits where you get your kicks for free?
That's correct.
It's money for nothing.
Money for nothing and yes. Your kicks for free?
That is correct.
Barrett Strong? Is that the name?
I never heard that one. No, if that's true, that's a good pull by you, brother.
He sings one of the money songs, I know. Oh, now we're just going to wait for me to look.
No, we're not.
Because we all want to know the answer.
Not really. I just got to bear it strong. No.
Money, that's
see
what
where that
I
media
want.
Site?
Money. That's what.
Heard he's up to 14 members now.
It's good.
Derek Johnson will join us at 7:30.
Yeah.
Danan Hughes, Chiefs color analyst, coming up at 8:30. With Cody and Gold, Bill Moss will join him at 11. Hear from Andy Reid at noon with the exclusive weekly presser.
Mm-hmm.
And then the quarterback joins the drive, 2:15 on Mondays. Patrick Mahomes will join the drive, all right here on 610 Sports Radio, straight ahead today. Harrison Butker comes through with the game winner. Twice kicked field goals from 58 yards. That tied the longest field goal in franchise history. Nick Lowry did it. On a pair of occasions, Butker does it twice in one game and says kicking the longer field goals, the next step to becoming the best.
I've been accurate throughout my career, 2017, 2018, 2019. I think for me to take it to the next level, I have to have some longer kicks. You know, in 2018, my long was 54, which is okay, kind of middle of the park. Last year, you know, making a 56 yarder was big. But now, as I said, I feel comfortable from 58 and beyond. I think that's what I got to start doing to separate myself from the rest of the kickers in the league is start making longer field goals. And I feel confident doing that. And obviously, I'm super thankful for Coach Tobe and Coach Reed for trusting me and letting us attempt those long field goals.
How do you measure yourself against other kickers by distance?
By length. Yeah. I do like the fact that the beginning of that where he goes, I've been pretty accurate over the course. I don't know if you're new here or not, but I've been pretty good.
I've been pretty good. Now I'm going to be great. So yeah. Watch
now
out.
I'm just going to start setting records. I think, you know, because he wants to do it, I think they're going to give him an opportunity to kick something in the 60s probably at one point this season, right? I mean, they said yesterday, Andy did after the game, the 40-yard line was their target. If they got down to the 40-yard line, they felt good about Butker kicking a field goal, and he talked about the elements being perfect because, in fact, it was a little humid down here yesterday as well, so he could be able to kick the ball as really as far as we needed him to yesterday. But I think we're going to get into a situation where they're going to let him go out there and kick one of those 60-61-yard type of field goals. You get down to the 42-yard line and you need one at a certain point of the game, I wouldn't hesitate to roll Harrison Butker out there. If you can hit a 258-yard field goals with plenty to spare, you sure as hell can go out there and kick a 60-yarder.
He can kick it over the mountains.
Yeah, he absolutely can.
Or further than 58.
I made the 70-yarder at halftime. I told Coach Tobe that, so he was feeling confident. So I'd say if it was on the, you know what, the 52-yard line or the 48-yard line, that'd be a 70-yard field goal. I would have felt good making that kick. You know, I don't know if Coach Reed would have let me, but if it was the end of the game situation, a long fourth down, I would have felt confident going into that.
I mean, Dave Tobe is, you know, all for you and stuff, but I think that comes a point like, okay, yeah, sure, 70 yards. All right, fine.
Great.
That's
great.
That's nice. All right, go over there.
But it makes you
there.
Feel good that a 58-yarder, you can, you know.
Go over there and kick in your net.
Right. Yeah. Go over there and don't do anything stupid. Okay, great. But yeah. but it gives the special teams coordinator that kind of, you know, reassurance that he needs because, you know, Andy had said it after the game yesterday. He goes, well, we knew what we were going to do. Dave had a plan for all of this. Like, it wasn't anything that was, like, you know, caught them by surprise or anything like that. They had a distance in mind yesterday of where they needed to be and where they needed to be on the field in order to put Butker in the position to make a field goal. And they said it was the 40-yard line yesterday, and they got down to that 40-yard line and they were able to kick the game-winning field goal for the win yesterday. And so you know, it just goes back to preparing and planning, and you watch all that stuff that's going on the field pregame, and there's a lot of glad handing going on and people talking and BSing. But there's also a lot of, all right, if you're Dave Tobe, where do you feel comfortable from? Where do you know that we need to be, where you are going to be automatic from this distance? And yesterday, it just happened to be that 58-yard distance yesterday. And if he can kick further, great, man. Gives you the freedom to go out there and not have to get the ball so far down the field.
He's coming for you, Nick Lowry.
I didn't know that Nick Lowry had the record for 58 yards. I'm fortunate to be a part of a great organization. I was able to make 56 yards last year, and now 58. I guess I got to break the record and beat Nick Lowry. Hopefully next week, Monday Night Football.
There it is. It is on.
Nick Lowry had the...
Will Lowry be at the game to present him with an award or something?
I think that Harrison Butker should grow out a Nick Lowry stash this week if he could do it.
Lowry had the three longest field goals in franchise history prior to yesterday. Two times he hit from 58 in 83 and 85, and then at a 57-yarder in 1980. And then yesterday, Harrison Butker tied the 58, two 58s in the same game.
Mm-hmm. Matt Prater still has the longest, in case you're wondering, 64 yards. So.
This season?
No, that was 2012, 2013.
Was that long ago? Wow.
Yeah. 2013, maybe.
And kicking long is nice, as long as you're just accurate.
As you're accurate,
From anywhere that you're asked to kick is great.
Correct.
And that's cool that he has... that he kick it from 70. I don't necessarily need to see him do it from 70.
No.
Unless it's like, you know, end of the game winner.
Right.
And you need to hit that one. But, you know, just be accurate at like 42.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't miss a 30-yarder.
Right. Don't miss a chip shot. Yeah. Don't miss a 22-yarder.
Which he hasn't. And no. He's been really, really accurate. But, wow, it's just so great to have that guy to lean on. And then now it's not only just lean on, like be accurate when called upon, but he's also a weapon.
Yeah, he is a huge weapon for this team. Again, we talk about how many of these
call on you from 65 if we needed to.
You know, injuring their calves are rolling out there, and you know how many just terrible kickers there are in the NFL right now. And you have a guy that's automatic like that. That is a weapon. That is something that most other teams in the NFL don't have. I mean, you know, you look around, and the Chiefs got a lot of weapons, and we talk about Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. But one of the biggest weapons and one of the biggest things that can separate you from everybody else in the field is having a kicker that, you know, when you put him out there, he is going to be automatic and you're going to win a game and not trotting some guy out there that's going to shank one to the left or hit the crossbar or shank one to the left or to the right that nobody has any confidence in, Cody Parkey. So you've got the opportunity right now to roll out there with a weapon that a lot of teams in the NFL just can't have.
And I know he's speaking in the moment, like yesterday, like hopefully I'll set the record next week on Monday everybody up. No, I just want you to go like 3 for 3 and hit all your extra
points. Hit all your extra points.
I want every single point next week against Baltimore. It's gonna be a fantastic game, right? Yeah. Like just be accurate, hit them all. If you happen to have a 59 yarder that you bang through there, that's great. And fine. I just need you to hit all of them.
Speaking of missed field goals, you guys catch this redemption tour?
Gostkowski's kick on the way, and it is good! A 49-yarder.
I don't know why. Well, no, I know why I was rooting for him to miss. I really wanted Sean Barber to have to eat crow yesterday in Survivor League.
Yes, I did. I did too. Yes.
I'm just happy to see he got back on the horse. Get back up there, Gostkowski. Mm-hmm. He's back into the top 10 Kowskis, by the way.
Oh, is he? Good for him.
Yeah,
man.
I said the game winner over the Jags.
Yeah, look, a memo to Sean Barber for a minute here.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Uh-oh.
If you are going to talk smack on everybody's fantasy pick, put your money where your mouth is.
So
you shouldn't put money in your
a
mouth.
A few of
it's
us
dirty.
It is
took
dirty.
The
they put out dead people's eyes.
A few of us took the Packers in the Survivor pool.
Right.
So Alex sends out the list of here's everybody's Survivor picks for the weekend. Barber chimes in and says, upset alert.
He even used like the little hockey buzzer.
Yes. Like you like basically
the alert emoji, I guess.
You shouldn't be picking against the Lions. Blah 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, well, obviously he picked Lions in the Survivor pool, right? And no, he picked the Titans. Like, if you thought our pick was crappy of the Packers,
then why didn't you pick the Lions?
Go ahead and pick the Lions.
Yeah, if you're going to dump on somebody's pick, pick the opposite.
No, he was sweating out that Titans-Jags game. Yes, and I was rooting for the Jags at the end just to get him.
Of course, I think we all were. But
it's,
man,
it's fine if you didn't think if you thought the pick was bad, then put your pick up there.
And I'll be honest,
go
man.
Lions. If our Packer pick was so bad, pick the Lions.
I mean, the Lions played good for about a quarter and a half or something yesterday, but the rest of the game, they got trucked by the Green Bay. What's Sean Barber looking at to think the Lions were going to stand a chance yesterday? And you are right. Patricia is large.
Yeah. Is that breaking news?
No, that's not breaking news. This out of the A16, there's a full basketball goal in the middle lane at 435 in Gregory.
Oh, my.
Typically, we only confine this to mattress updates, but.
Right. No, you want a basketball. Yeah, get yourself there now.
Is it one of those portable ones? I'm assuming it is. That's got like the base you fill with sand or water.
That's nice. That's so a free basketball.
Go for that. Get it. All right. Yeah. Where's that at again?
435 in Gregory.
Right around the corner. 435
in Gregory. Get yourself a basketball.
Is it by that old ham road?
Oh, no, I don't think so. 435 Gregory.
That's old ham the other day. Wasn't that good?
Our Monday chat with former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson. He joins us next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967. He's a four-time Pro Bowler.
He's in trouble. Down he goes at the 12-yard line. Derek Johnson came through the middle.
The most games ever played by a defensive player in Chiefs history.
The pass intercepted by Derek Johnson. He's got the open field, gets a couple blocks. DJ going right. He's at the 25, 20, 15. He's at the 10, and he's taking a jet with him all the way to the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
And the Chiefs' all-time leader in tackles with 941.
Carr moves right, screen pass. Boom! Derek Johnson.
Here's Derek Johnson.
It is time for our weekly chat with DJ, brought to you by the Uppercut KC, voted number one best burger in Kansas City.
And DJ, man, we saw ourselves one heck of a football game yesterday, my man. How valuable is Patrick Mahomes to this team? How valuable is Patrick Mahomes to the rest of the NFL, for that matter?
Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievable. You know, as a Chiefs fan, now I'm a Chiefs fan, obviously, but just as Chiefs fans in general, I know it's hard to sometimes we want our beloved Chiefs to just blow people out and, you know, not have a scrappy game or have some adversity. But I tell you what, yesterday they had a little bit of everything happen and they still found a way to win. And I tell you what, Pat Mahomes just it's so many great things I can say about him, with his arm and his physical ability. But I tell you what, his decision-making and just how valuable he is to the Chiefs organization is unparalleled. And it's exciting to watch,
Another double-digit comeback as well. What does that take to kind of stay in it and not give up and continue to be in games and show the ability to come back like they have?
Well, I'll tell you what, they you can tell a lot about a team, and you can tell about a lot about players when you go through a scrappy game or you have adversity hit, and that's exactly what happened yesterday in L.A. But, you know, the Chiefs answered the bell and answered the questions of what we needed to see them do. And they played well. They played well. And that, of course, it wasn't their best game, but just finding a way to win the game, you get better. You know, of course, you want to blow everybody out, but when you can win the close ones, you can tell this team is they're building more and more and having confidence late in the game. And they didn't blink at all. And man, that was pretty cool. I love seeing it. Loved it.
You know, DJ, one of the things for me that I saw in yesterday's game, and you've seen it a lot now over the last couple of years, the minute a team makes a mistake, this team capitalizes on that mistake. And as good as Justin Herbert was yesterday, that interception that he threw where Snead picked it off at the 5-yard line turned into a 95-yard touchdown drive. I don't think I've ever seen a team take advantage of mistakes by the opposition quite like this generation of Chiefs football does.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly right. That's what you want. That's the idea. When the team makes a mistake, you got to capitalize off of it. He did a good job yesterday, having his first start as a rookie. I know it's hard being a rookie. But at the same time, instead of running that little 4 yards, he could have ran, you know, off to the left. He had an opportunity to just get the first down. I know Pat Mahomes would have in that situation, would have got the first down and lived to see another day. But I tell you what, it's all about moments that create momentum. And that was a moment in the game that Snead, he comes up big again. I tell you what, I'm very impressed with him, by the way. Impressed with him moving around and being able to, you know, hold his own, playing DB as a rookie. And after that interception, man, that was a big change of point in the game. And after that, it was all downhill.
Well, and you know, you mentioned his first start in the NFL. He didn't find out to the coin toss that he was going to be playing that day. What was your first start like in the NFL when you had to go out there and play for the first time?
Well, you know, I was first round pick, and I kind of won the job early or in the middle of training camp. So I kind of already knew I was going to start. But at the same time, I'm telling you, man, it is nerve wracking just because, man, this is your dream, like your dream ideal job, and you get to go out there and play against guys you've been seeing on TV every single Sunday for the last 10, 15 years, and you get to go out here and play ball and do what you love to do at a high level. And the nerves are going. I tell you what, I mean, you're so nervous and anxious to get out there. Mine wasn't perfect, but I had a pretty good first outing against the Jets. This Herm Edwards and the Jets had about 9 tackles and probably a sack and a forced fumble. I guess I can't look at that. I can't remember much things. I can remember that first
you
game.
Remember exactly what that first game was like.
I might have had 9 tackles.
What would it have been though if you had no fans in the stands like yesterday? I mean, you're making your NFL debut in front of nobody. I mean, like that's kind of one for the record books, you know?
Yeah, that's tough, man. My hat's off to the NFL players right now because, no players, and I would rather have just like, you know, Chiefs had 15 or 10, 20,000 fans, of course. But when it's no players, no fans out there, it's hard to feed off of the energy from the stands. You kind of have to, as a team, just kind of up that energy, especially on the sideline when guys are playing. Whenever you're making a play, everybody needs to get excited and get going, just so you don't feel lethargic and you're out there and that you're just going through the motions. Because this is there were some big time moments out there where the crowd, you know, would have been a factor, you know, either way. So,
Derek Johnson, former Chiefs linebacker, joins us on Mondays here on 610 Sports Radio. What did you see that the Chargers did to kind of frustrate the Chiefs offensively for a good portion of the day?
Oh man, you know what? I think from the defense side of the ball, they ran the ball pretty well. And when you're trying to speak up on the defense side of the ball, when you want to stop the run, it takes everybody. You know, it starts up front, obviously setting the edge with the D lineman and making sure they build the wall up front. But the inside backers have to piece it all together at the end of the day. But I tell you what, man,
the Chargers did a great job. They did a great job. They took advantage of our zone defense at times. We got to get closer in our coverage. We're in zone coverage. We got to get closer to our guys. Just because we're in zone doesn't mean we don't cover guys. When they're in your area, you need to plaster your guy and get closer to your guy. But when it, I tell you what, on the defense side of the ball, when it's man to man, I mean, Snead and those guys and Matthews, they are locked and loaded and getting pressure on the quarterback. I mean, when you talk about Spagnuolo's defense when it comes to blitzing, I mean, the zone wasn't as good, but when he dialed up his man-to-man coverage or his blitzing plays, it was really, really good. And from the offense side of the ball, I think they did a good job with pressuring Pat. You know, I don't like to see my guy get hit like that, and part of that's on the offensive line obviously, and part of it's on Pat. You know, Pat has a deep drop back. You know, his back foot hits at 10, maybe 11 at times, but he doesn't really climb up to that 8 and 7 yards. So guys aren't, you know, it's a different kind of rush when you're rushing Pat. They're rushing Mitch and Fish on the inside. They're kind of powering them guys right to the quarterback and not, you know, trying to go around the corner because they know Pat's back there deep. But I tell you what, man, I'm proud of the Chiefs. I like to see scrappy games like this because that just kind of lets you know, like, hey, it doesn't have to be our day to be our day.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I took away from that game yesterday. It's like, you know, this team can win pretty and it's fun and whatnot, but when you can win an ugly game like that where nothing is going your way and find a way to win, that's what separates you from everybody else, in my opinion, in this league, finding a way to win that game, because I would say 31 other teams probably don't find a way to win that football game yesterday.
Absolutely. That is so true. I was saying that yesterday. Of course, I'm only – person I got to talk to is my wife when it comes to especially during this COVID time, and she's like, oh, okay, you know, acting like she knows what I'm talking about. But at the same time, Chris Jones, I got to throw him a bone, man. Chris Jones, I'm talking about, so disruptive when it comes to the running game and the passing game. I mean, there were times he got in backfield so fast it actually messed up the whole defense and made the guy run and get some more yards the other way. I mean, he's just so disruptive, and that was a tough penalty that they had on him when he was going down and he tackled the guy by the legs.
Yeah,
the quarterback by the legs. I mean, that's just it's. I understand, but at the same time, it's like, man, I wish they would, you know, replay it. And it's you know, I'm a defensive guy, so I'm kind of taking care of my defensive guys. But I'll tell you what, man, I'm proud of them guys and Tyreek Hill. I'm telling you, man, they played so much coverage to take him out of the game, and he did not get frustrated. He kept his mindset right, kept a strong mindset, and at the towards the second half, obviously he came alive, and him and Pat's connection are just special. And Kelsey is, I mean, the whole game, Kelsey. I mean, they couldn't stop Kelsey. He always finds little holes in the defense. And he's just a sure hand catcher, and he's very valuable, man. I'll tell you what, man. I was smiling ear to ear yesterday.
DJ, we saw the video you tweeted out of your son playing football the other day. Is this he
and
got a future
somebody,
and
yeah.
Just like destroying people on the offensive line? Is he ready to play?
Man, you know what? You know what? He's right now. He, of course, when he grows up, he'd probably be probably more of a skilled player. But I tell you, right now, he's one of the biggest kids on his team. He's strong and athletic, and they put him on the offensive line and the defensive line. And I tell you what, I'm filming him from the end zone, from the back view, and I see this kid. My son's name is Jagger. He just turned 7. He's 6. He just turned 7. And I mean, he just destroyed this kid. And then the kid got up, got mad, and tried to fight him. And he's kind of like going back, and they kind of had a quick cat fight. But it's just pure free entertainment, and I was just loving it the whole time. I have like 10 more videos just like that, actually.
Well, post them up there so we can see, man. It's fun to watch that kind of stuff.
Oh, man, I will. And Jack is a joy, man. Jack is a joy to be around, and I'm loving being able to see my kids grow up and play football, and I coach them up.
Hey, if your wife gets tired, you know, of talking to you, you can always call us up, all right?
We'll
always chat football with you.
I needed that.
Yes. Feel free to text at any time you want during the game, my friend.
Good, sir.
DJ, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, take it easy.
That's Chiefs, former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson joining us. Yeah, you need to see the video of his kid.
It's great. Yeah. just lays out this dude. Like, whoa.
I mean, clearly just knocks the kid. The kid's all mad.
Yeah.
Comes after.
Not like DJ says, he's big now, but he'll probably be more of a skill position player, yeah. You know. Yeah. You got the NFL lineage in you, so just keep an eye out for DJ's Twitter feed, SuperDJ56 on Twitter, and he's got some videos of his kids playing ball. It's a lot of fun to watch.
If you know the player involved in the play of the game that Vern gave you on the post-game show yesterday, 913-576-7610 to win yourself some Topper's Pizza. And as DJ mentioned, gritting one out. That's okay. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
It is the Mazarese Jewelry Play of the Game. Just listen to Vern's postgame to find out what the play of the game is and then be the sixth caller at 7:45 the next morning and know a player involved in the play of the game for your chance to win Topper's Pizza gift cards with locations in both Mission and Lawrence, Kansas. And be qualified to win a $500 gift card from Mazarese Jewelry.
Rex, today's contestant. Rex, tell us a player involved in yesterday's play of the game.
Salvador Perez,
let's find out.
Taps home plate, slightly open stance. Here's the pitch, a swing and a drive down the left field line. That is deep, and that ball is gone. Home run, Salvador Perez. So he does hit in all eight games since coming off the injured list with a long home run to left. And the Royals have cut the lead to 5-2.
Steve Fizziak right here on 610 Sports Radio. And indeed, the correct answer, Salvador Perez, two-run home run in the ninth. And you wouldn't know he was out for a while. He's been...
He's unbelievable.
He just, like, steps right back in. He's really, really good.
Yeah, he's unbelievable, man. He just continues to hit, continues to do his job, and, like, I don't know, maybe he's like an ageless wonder or whatever it is, man, but he looks great right now.
Somebody's got to step up and take this crown from Rex. He's becoming the Tiger Woods of player of the game. Nobody else.
I mean, if you're shooting
him
for that, that's cool.
If that's your goal,
to be a Tiger Woods, something.
Just got Topper's Pizza boxes all over us.
How much Topper's Pizza do you think Rex and Leanne eat down there in Overbrook?
A lot.
All of it. I mean, is there a day that goes by?
I don't know if there's a need for them to have any other food.
Well,
just they.
You think they freeze those pies?
Surviving off of cheese sticks.
Be listening to Vern's postgame tonight. Everyone else, listen to Vern's postgame. We know the Rex does. Be listening for Vern's postgame tonight. He'll give you a play of the game. You tell us a player involved in the player of the game. Play of the game tomorrow at 7:45 for your chance to win. Royals and Cardinals tonight, 7:05 here on 610 Sports Radio. Vern has your pregame at 6, and he'll join us coming up at 9:30
right
for his weekly visit.
The Casino Cardinals rolling into town, huh?
I guess so.
Are they here yet?
You probably already stopped by.
Stay safe.
Already stopped in, I guess. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep your kids away from the Cardinals.
That's right. Keep your kids away from the Cardinals.
Derek Johnson joined us in the last segment, former Chiefs linebacker. Is that I love this win. Like when they can gut out a victory when things aren't going your well, going your way. And certainly a good portion of the day yesterday, things weren't going the Chiefs' way.
No.
Andy Reid after the game says the team as a whole proved, hey, just find a way to get it done.
You have to be able to do this in this league. There's just too much parity in the league. And that's a very talented football team. And so, you know, there are going to be times like this where if things aren't working. You can't just back. You got to go four quarters of aggressive football. And that's what our guys did. I mean, that throw that Pat made to 10 and then 10 making the catch on it on the deep one. I mean, that was a thing of beauty. And so they bear down. And they made big plays down the stretch. You can go from a number of different guys. And I didn't mention our young running back and the things that he did, our defense stepping up and just putting the hammer down, you know, at the end there. So giving us an opportunity to win the game. And, you know, Badger just getting after guys and making sure that we're doing the right thing, especially these young corners. We just did it with two young corners, man. And what a great opportunity for them. So we expect when you step in that you raise your game and let's go, man. let's go. And you got to see that today.
I want to ask a simple question here. At the beginning of that statement, okay, Andy Reid said, you know, that was a good team. You know, you're not going to have, you know, pretty games all the time. And what was he speaking to the new money Chiefs fan who thinks every game is a 40-20 type of win?
Yeah.
There, because yeah, are we allowed to say new money Chiefs fans? Are we allowed to talk about that? Or like,
I mean, I thought you were kind of in right, that crowd, I mean, where you thought everything was going to be a 40-10 win.
I'm surprised you think that there's going to be close games, Mr. 192-0.
They're on their way. There's only 190 more to go, Josh.
I am really surprised that you would be in that camp. So yes, I think he needs to speak to, if you want to call them, new money Chiefs fans, or people that listen to this show that hear Kool-Aid Man over here.
I'm surprised there would be someone
that would be surprised in a close game.
No, I mean, it's not like they're going to go mop the floor. They're going to win. I believe they're going to find a way to win every single game.
I feel like we're playing the results over here, Kool-Aid Man.
Kool-Aid here, bringing you fun. Thirst on the run, get a big, wide, happy ear to ear. Kool-Aid,
Mom cut down on the amount of sugar she put in the Kool-Aid.
It has nothing to do with that at all. It has to do with the fact that
that's no way for a mom to be.
I believe that they're going to win every football game that they play in, no matter the circumstance. And we saw that yesterday. We saw this team have an opportunity to fold up the tent and just say, screw it, it's not our day. I mean, it was at one point.
Zero doubt.
I never thought they were going to lose that game yesterday. And you're down 17-6. Most teams in the NFL are folding up shop that day. I mean, your offensive line was getting beat pretty bad yesterday. Your defense wasn't able to come up with the big stops. It wasn't able to come up with the big plays. I mean, it just did not feel like their day yesterday, but at no point did I ever feel like they were going to lose that game, because they have the best player in football. And as long as you have that guy on your team, you're going to be in every game. I go back to that game that started this winning streak, or that, you know, the game before the winning streak started, that Tennessee Titans game. Patrick Mahomes had the ball and they had the opportunity to win that game against the Tennessee Titans, and he put them in position to win that game against the Titans. It was just a special team snafu there at the end of the fifth count, you know, in a row that they went on the same number. Everybody knew what they were going to do, and they were able to jump it. But at no point did I think they were going to lose that football game yesterday. In fact, I knew they were going to win the game when they held the Chargers to a field goal that put LA up by 3 with 3 minutes and 8 seconds to go. That's when you knew the game was going to be won by the Chiefs, because the Chargers didn't deliver the knockout blow. And that happens so often against this team, where the opposition has a chance to deliver that knockout blow and they're unable to do it. And you give the ball back to Magic Man and he moves you right down the field and puts you in position.
I don't know anybody has a chance of the knockout blow. I think you're playing for a decision.
Yeah, maybe that's a fair point too.
You're fighting for a decision. You can't knock him out.
Right. You can't
show that this is another double-digit comeback win.
Yeah.
You can't
knock
him.
It's an NFL record.
You can't knock him out. Can you get it to the judge's scorecard?
Yeah.
That's pretty tough.
It is. It's very tough to do. But, I mean, you have opportunities. And when you – I don't think I've ever seen a team in the NFL – again, and I didn't watch the 99 Rams because I didn't care about the 99 Rams. But I don't know that I've ever seen a team in the NFL – never out of it like this team is. And when you give them the slightest opportunity or you make the smallest mistake, they do come through like Kool-Aid Man and bust down that door and find a way to win that football game.
I would argue you've seen 2 decades of that from the New England Patriots, but
yeah, you never thought they were going to lose ever,
except when they played the Chiefs.
Patrick Mahomes says games like yesterday will help them down the road.
Obviously we didn't play the way we wanted to play. But to find a way to win, I think that when you get to the playoffs or when you get to later in the season and in trying to make these runs, not every game's going to be a blowout. Not every game you're going to be winning the whole entire game. There's going to be difficult situations. I mean, there's great football players all around this league. And so we have to find a way to win no matter what adversity hits us and no matter what situation we're in the game.
And they come through and get a win on a day where a lot of things went against them. And the Chargers played great and are sitting there with an L today.
Yeah, I mean, if you just go back and kind of look at the stats of that game and get a brief synopsis of what happened in that football. Oh, you held the Chiefs to 20 points in regulation? What? Wait, the Chiefs only scored 20 in regulation? Oh, there's no way they won. How? Mm-hmm. Bucker kicked three field goals in a row at the end with penalties and icings and things like that, and still found a way to kick 258-yard, and they won the game.
That happened.
You know, 60 yards passing in the first half for Patrick Mahomes. They won the game. Tyreek Hill was invisible in the first half, finished with 99 yards receiving. They won the game. How did they do that? They just do. It's what good teams and great teams do. They find ways to win games, and they take advantage of your mistakes better than anybody else I've seen.
Getting everyone's best shot on full display. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.